Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
All right, quick reminder, we're giving away thousands of dollars tomorrow morning. We are doing this again. We are paying your bills a whole bunch of different times during the day, $1,000 each time. The winning starts at 7 a.m. You heard just a couple of days ago, we had a winner at 7 a.m. This is so easy because you sign up, it takes you like 30 seconds. You tell us when you are going to be listening to Q99.7, and that is specifically when we call your name. When we do, you call us back, you get $1,000. You can't get involved in any of that until you sign up, though. So do it today. 30 seconds for $1,000, I think, is a pretty good exchange. Q997Atlanta.com.
So I know we've had some inclement weather, and depending on where you are in the city, and literally you can just go a couple of miles, and it's like day and night different from what some people got than others. But I'm in North Buckhead, and we did get snow, and we did get ice. And when I say this, this is not for you to get out on the road. I just want to say thank you to GDOT because they brined the crap out of the major roads, and I did not have any issues getting to work this morning. And so I feel like our city has learned, and we have learned from past mistakes. And I just thought they did a great job, and I thought they deserved a little kudos because it's so often people, you know, crap on them. Mm-hmm. So one of my, that's not a resolution, but a goal of mine is to give more compliments than complaints. And that's one of them.
There you go.
G-Dot.
Our intern Sadie here is in a tough spot. She knows an Atlanta celebrity or knows of an Atlanta celebrity. She is feeling this person, but she can't figure out a way to DM this person without it looking totally creepy.
Yeah, so I need a little advice. I have a job at Kennesaw State that requires me to be on the football field for every single game.
Okay.
So I'm standing there one of the games last season working. We have a little bit more media press now that we're in a new conference. I'm standing there flapping my wings, looking through the eyes of the Scrappy the Owl mascot suit because that is my job.
Oh, you're the mascot. Oh.
Okay. My official announcement. But obviously Scrappy doesn't speak because he's an owl. So I'm standing there looking at this beautiful man through the eyes of through the mouth of the Scrappy the Owl suit.
And you're just like, ooh.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, I can't say anything right now, but that is a very beautiful man.
Is this an overall mascot rule or is this a Kennesaw State rule that you can't say anything while you are Scrappy except,
woohoo? No, she can't even do that.
Yeah, I can't even do that. Like, nothing. People ask me questions all the time and I just have to do like a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay, but nothing. No talking at all.
No
okay.
talking, which is hard for me.
That's all mascots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this man through the suit, and we have handlers who are our other mascots that rotate out, and I can't tell one of them, like, go tell that man the owl thinks he's hot. that's odd as well.
See the girl in the mascot costume over there? She thinks you're a total babe.
Well, and people think I'm a man, too, in the suit, because there's so much padding underneath it that I look like a buff man.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of make a mental note that he's walking around with a man, like, with a camera, from 11 Alive. And I'm like, I'll go home and do what women do best, and I'll find him on the internet.
Start sleuthing.
Yeah. So that's what I do. I go home, meet the team 11 Alive, start scrolling, find him, Instagram, boom, easy, done. And I'm not one to usually shoot my shot, but Hinge hasn't been going well for me either. So,
and you reach out, he's going to have absolutely no freaking clue who you are. Because he saw you as an owl.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could slide in the DMs and just be like, hey, I think you're really attractive. That's it. But I'm sure I'm not the only person that's done that because he's on the news. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's plenty of women in his DMs.
Also, he's not behind the camera. He's in front of the camera.
He's in front
he's
of the camera.
Dude?
Yeah.
I actually think I know who you're talking about.
Wait, hang on. I'll find him.
The 11 Alive cast, by the way, is
so attractive.
Yes.
I'm like, which one is he? Because they are multiple.
Guessing we're talking about either Reggie or Marcus?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Who is the initial target?
Marcus.
Okay.
I love that. He's going to have a story one day of how during his job he hooked up with the mascot.
Okay.
All right. So does it have a biography on here?
It does.
And
he's a two-time Emmy Award-winning journalist, sports anchor and reporter for 11 Alive, and he has a podcast.
Yes.
What? A podcast?
A podcast.
Who just has like, one at home?
Just like every other man in America.
And look, I tried my best to make sure there wasn't a girlfriend because I'm not trying to be a homewrecker. So I looked through comments. I looked through tagged photos. I can't find any sign of a woman, which could just be him being private because he's, you know, on.
Oh, he likes dudes.
No man has ever tried to hide their girlfriend ever. Mo does.
What?
Oh, sorry.
I do not hide her. I talk about her every day.
That wasn't a dig at Mo. Yes. I just meant sometimes.
I'm not in trouble when I get home later.
Not sometimes. The air. On Instagram. You don't post her on Insta.
I protect her. I don't hide her. Okay. It's two completely different things, okay?
I think it's a very smart move.
I think it's a very smart move. People will catch up one day.
Smart. That was not a dig at Mo. That was a dig at other shady men who come on my, or who are talked about on my podcast.
All right, back to Marcus here.
Yes.
All right, dude was a running back at Oregon State. Okay. Made the transition to media, covered Portland Trailblazers, covered the Oregon Ducks, Oregon State Beavers at ESPN. He's worked in San Diego. Good looking dude. We just don't know if he's single or not.
Girl, his Instagram. Mm-hmm. I just showed Kristen. He's got a picture with round glasses.
The lady killers. He looks good in this photo.
So here's the thing. I think that women can get in their heads a little bit. I do think it would be a little weird to go, hey, I'm the Kennesaw State Owl, and I saw you on the sidelines.
Probably leave that part out.
Yeah, you could probably leave that part out.
Uh-huh.
But I think that you just reaching out to him, saying there has to be something. Does there have to be something more than just I think you're hot?
Yes.
If you're a guy,
a little bit more, but not as much more as you think.
Right.
Like you literally just have to put yourself in his DMs, make yourself known, and he will look. And if he's interested, he will take it from there. It really is that simple.
That's it.
Would it be misleading if she went into his DMs and said, hey, I saw we both work in sports? Because technically, she works in sports. And what? Then you have a common connection.
Where's the technicality of sports for her? Oh, you mean Kennesaw State on the as the mascot?
Yeah, that's working in sports.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. I guess it is.
Yeah.
Right? Then she's got a connection.
She's a real Caitlin Clark here.
We basically have the same job.
Caitlin Clark of mascots.
Maybe you can hit him up and be like, have you ever thought about doing a piece on local mascots?
Just to open up the door a little bit.
And then he can have a piece of this.
That's a lot less scary than I saw you through the eyes.
Don't do that.
The suggestion might be so bad though, where he's just like, oh my god, I am not reaching back up there. It just in his view, like doing a story in sports on mascots, I don't know.
I would just say hello. I genuinely would. I noticed you the other day. I wanted to say hello. We both work in sports. My name is so and so. Something that simple.
As a man though, do you hear this segment on the Bird Show or on the podcast and go, I don't know if I want to be this public about my relationship?
Usually depends on how attractive you think you are.
The only part that you might get dinged on is saying that I'll take Marcus or the other dude.
That's not going to help.
Yeah, we might want to edit that part out. But I think Mo's right. I think it's much different when you're approaching a guy than it is with a woman. Like, if you just say, hey, I saw you and I think you're hot, if a man approaches a woman like that in the DMs, creepy, off-putting. Dude, not as bad.
Not as bad at all.
All right.
I think it'll be appealing to him. I think that's all you got to do. Don't complicate it.
All right. I think maybe I'll leave the owl out and go the sports route.
Yeah, okay.
Leave the owl and his co-worker out.
And the co-worker.
Yes. All right. Go ahead and stretch your talons and take your shot.
All right.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.